ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We're learning Maseches Sanhedrin up to Daf Samach Vav. The sugya, the Daf starts in the middle of the sugya of Ma'inan and Menachesh, which actually starts a little bit early in Daf Samachem the base. The Gemara talks about the various forms of Kishif and Darish Alamesim and Chay V'Chaver, and Kaisim Ksamim, and Ma'inan and Menachesh. And I want to go through a little bit. Be'ez Hashem, I want to wait till Daf Samach Zayin, when there talks about it again, to discuss the inyan of Eichei Zinayin, about what's the inyan of Eichei Zinayin, and practically about magic shows. And also a little bit about the inyan of Sefer Yetzirah, about doing things like the Shemais and Sefer Yetzirah. But we know that I want to get to that on Daf Samach Zayin. Now, I just want to do a little bit on Ma'inin and Menachesh. And the Gemara says about Ma'inin, it's one man, the other said, the Chacham says, Eichas a Sinayin, Rabbi Kiva says, Machashiv Itim Vishois. And then the Gemara says, what's Menachesh? That's Ma'inin. What's Menachesh? That's someone who says, Piti Nafal Mipiv, Makla Nafal Miyadai, B'nai Karelei Me'achayiv, Oyev Karelei Tzvihiv Sekadarkai, Nachash Mimiyai, Shu'o Mismailai. Al Taskul be Shachrisu, Rashkaidishu, Mitzay Shabbosu. Then he says that all these things are bad simanim. If my bread falls out of my mouth, or my stick falls down, or if my son calls me, or if a bird's calling, or if a deer crosses my path, or there's a snake to the right side, a fox to the left side, or he tells the tax collector, don't start with me because it's now the morning. I don't want this to be the first thing in the day. It's now Rosh Chodesh. I want this to be the first thing in the month. Or Mitzvah Shabbos. I want this to be the first thing in the week. All these things are Menachesh. And Ma'inin is Mechashiv Itim Vishayis to know Ayayim Yafalatz Islamacha Yafalikach. So I want to read, there's a Machalikis Rishayim about astrology. The Rambam Shita is that astrology is Ma'inin. And there's also a girsa. The Gemara at the end says, "Tana Rabbanu leisenachashu leisenenu kan elo menachshem bechulda ba'ifes." We have ubedugim, and the Rif has a girsa that's brought on the side of a kechavim with the stars. And the Rambam, the Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek and Aleph Halacha Ches says, "Ezu ma'inen elo nois neitim shayim mitstagninus yaim pleini tov yaim pleini ra." They're the ones who give times they say with stagninus with astrology that this day is good, this day is bad, etc. And he says, "Asa la'inen, ava bishli asa, ma'isa l'diyasa ma'gzavim shascholim adam shen divrei emes divrei chachma." You're not allowed to be ma'inen, even if he didn't do a ma'isa, but if he was informed by these liars that the fools believe that's divrei emes and divrei chachma, that's called ma'inen. V'chol ha'isa ma'isa ne'asignenus, v'kiva malachta l'chase ba'isa eisha kavu ha'i v'shemayim reza leike, shenem ha'loisa einenu. If somebody does something because of the astrology, in other words, the astrologist told them, do kach v'kach, or this and this was going to be lucky, this and this is going to be unlucky, whatever the case is. And because of that, he directed his actions based on their predictions. He's like, he gets a malchus of loisei neinu. So the Rambam believes that loisei neinu, the Rambam shita is, loisei neinu is including astrology. He cites astrology, and he says that fools believe that's divrei chachma and divrei emes, and someone who does it, that is Leisainen. Now the Rishonim argue, we have the Chedush Aran and the Nemuke Yosef, and the Makar to both the Chedush Aran and Nemuke Yosef is the Tshuvas Ramban. It's in Tshuvas Michasas Ramban, but this one's actually from the Ramban, Simon Reish Pe Gimel. And the Ramban says that the Gemara is Mavur in Kama V'Kama Mekaymis, that astrology is actually is a Chachma, and actually does work, and is actually effective. Says the Gemara in Shabbos towards the end, Kufnum Vavim and Aleph has a discussion if Yesh Mazal Yisrael, Ein Mazal Yisrael, and he says that everyone agrees, even if you hold Ein Mazal Yisrael, that there is Mazal. The only thing is that for Yisrael, they have a way to stop the Mazal. They could stop the Mazal. He says the whole sugya is moved that way. It's Avraham Avinu that it says Vayetzer Yisrael Chutzah, that Hashem said you're going to have a child, and Avraham said no, the stars are Mavur, I'm not going to have a child. So the Eibush just said, no, we're going to take you out. Hachutzah, same as Tignesh Shachal, we'll take you out of the stars. With Svarah Kechav, you'll be out of the stars. And Mamela, you'll be able to have a child. Gemara brings the story to Rabbi Akiva, that the that according that the astrologer said that his daughter will die on the day of the Chasana. And he was very worried about it. He was constantly worried about it. And in the end, what happened was she didn't die, and he saw that she had stuck her pin into a snake because there was a poor man that came to the door, and no one saw the poor man except for the bride. His daughter, the Kala, came, and he asked the man what you need, and he said he's very hungry, and she gave her some food from the Chasana. And then when she took off her pin, she stuck it into the wall, and without realizing she killed the snake. This was the snake that was going to bite her by the day of the Chasana, like the astrologers predicted, but Starka Tatsumi Mavis. So the Ramban explains, so why ain't Shailim the Chaldeim? Because it says, Tam Tiyam Shem Lekechis, that's also right, connected the Rambam. The Gemara says, M'sachim ain't Shailim the Chaldeim, because it says, Kofi Gimel Vez M'sachim, because it's Tam Tiyam Shem Lekecha. It's not like Seinenu. It's Tam Tiyam Shem Lekecha. And what's Taka the Pshat? He said, because the Pshat is you shouldn't put so much faith in them. And it's better not to know. It's better not to know. And b'sayimachan the Ebishta and Davin. But he says, let's say Yitaka find out that something bad is going to happen. So you should be worried about it. Nafkimini, you should daven a lot. You should marry b'tefila. You should do mitzvahs. You should get skusim. But the real thing is the Chaldeim. Navas, the Ebishta runs the world. He runs the stars also. And he could do kenega the stars if someone has a skus. So Mel, it's not kedai to ask. It's tam tia because the pshat is you'll be have more betachin in the Ebishta if you don't know. Like we'll be talking, you'll say whatever the Abish does is good. I'm not going to bother finding out. But if someone does find out, so he said, if he could keep out, if he finds out from the stars that this particular trip is no good, so don't take the trip. Why be saying Michal Anes? He says he thinks that it's also lovely Kneg and Mazala Salanes. If you know I'll be astrology that this isn't going to work, and you're going to die if you go on this trip or whatever it is, you're not allowed to go on the trip. You shouldn't bother asking the astrologer. That's not part of your ishtadlis. Tam tiyam Hashem ulekecha. You shouldn't go find that every time you want to go on a trip. Find out from the astrologers. Yeah, good, not good. That's going to take you away from your betachin in Hashem. But let's say you pung find out. Avadi, you should listen. He brings a Yerushalmi that there was a ger that was an astrologer. And he realized that if he's going to do a certain schayer, whatever it is, he's going to lose a lot of money. But then he said, why did I become a ger? Because well, I don't want to be part of this type of thing. So he said, I'm having betachin neighbors. He did it. In the end, the tax collector wasn't able to get him. I got some Isa. So he says, he explains the story like this. Avadin amal, a person, if he finds out, if he does this business and loses a lot of money, avadin he should. But the ger, l'chassidusai, because of his chassidus, and adra, because he wanted to have more betachin neighbors than you're supposed to have, he decided to avoid this form of ishtadlus kedei, shouldn't be nimshach after it, or whatever the case was, and memela, because he did it, l'shem shemayim, and he did it with the richtig kavanah, so forget, the Eibishter gave him a special hashgacha pratis, and he was able not to be genizik by what the stars were predicting. But namal, that's what you should do. You shouldn't ask about them, you shouldn't be so interested, but if you find out about it, you should rechem with what they're saying. So the Rambam holds it's alive there, Isa, and the Ramban holds it's mutter, and the Ramah in Simon Kufay and Tesef Khan base, Paschas Alacha Lamaisa, like the Ramban. The Ramban and Mugyesef mentioned another thing also, like the one of the Leisanachashu is, Elishim Nashim Chulda Ba'ifei Subedagim. So the Asa Kasha, the Gemara says, in Gittin, there, if Ilish was captured, and he heard birds coming and saying, Ilish Barach, Ilish, run away. And he understood the language of the birds, and he understood that he should run away. And Mamela, he ran away. So you see that he did use birds as a siman what he should do. So they say the same word. They say the pshat is, if Taki understand this chachma of understanding the language of the birds, there's such a thing, there's such a gewaldige chachma. And if you understand it, then that's not called menachesh. Menachesh is a stam. Stam, you decide that when the birds chirp, they're going to do a certain thing, not because of any chachma. Now, I want to be mazbu one nakuda. I think this is richtig. Chvesnish, I'm being matziah this thing. Lacha ian, the yigia, I'm being matziah this pshat in the sugya. I say this is bishleim alafidah the Rambam. So I would understand ma'inin menachesh and these things and kaisim ksamim and all these things as the pshat. And the Torah is teaching you that all these things aren't emes. All of them. There's no such thing, according to the Rambam, the Daiti, as spiritual forces which affect the physical world. There's only two things. You have the physical world, which the Torah wants you to engage in it and work with it If according to physical world, according to medicine, science, such a thing is unhealthy, you shouldn't do it. You should do all the richtig eshtadlus, which makes sense, al pi the physical world, with the understanding of Ada that everything is b'yad Hashem, the Eibishter runs everything, eshkacha pratis of Ada, but the pshat is, bracha b'chol ma'isi adecha, you have to do, but your eifen of eshtadlus is also pi the physical world. These Yisurim are teaching you that there's nothing else. There's no spiritual ishtanlis that works. There's no spiritual house of any shaykhis. It's all hevel v'rik. And that's why you shouldn't do it. There's ma'inin, there's menachesh, there's mechashif, there's kaisim ksamim. All these things are stupid, they're silly, they're foolish. They're irrational beliefs, and the Torah is teaching Klal Yisrael, do not do anything of it, don't have any shaykhis to them, period. So according to the Rambam, I understand these Yisurim, I understand the Sugya. But lefi the other Yishayinim, and that's how we paskin. There are spiritual things that are meaningful, and that's what the Rambam brings Kama Gemaris down the way. There are different Itim Vishayis, which you could tell about a Kechavim, which is good and which is not. And anything which is Taka, Dvar Chochma, Dvar Emes, whatever it is, even if it's not in the physical world, even if it's supernatural, so to speak, that's mutter, that's fine. That's appropriate. That's not b'chlal nizi yisurim. So, oy b'zoy, what's pshat in nizi yisurim? So, the Yishayinim are saying, because nizi yisurim, taka, divay hevel, divay chazav, divay shav, whatever it is. But l'chayr, anyone who does it, l'chayr believes that it's not divay hevel v'chazav. So, what's the vart of nizi yisurim? The vart of these Yisurim is that you taka have to be a chacham and find out what's yed divrei hevel, what's not divrei hevel. I mean, if you do it, that means you believe in it. That means you believe, just like the Rishayim believed in astrology. And that's what sounds from the Gemara. And the Rambam says, no, it's stupidity, it's hevel v'chazav, no one could believe in it except for Nashim Ameyards. And the Rishayim says, it's not true. There's such a thing. It exists. Maybe a scientist can't tell what it is, but it's not true. The Gemara says it exists. It means it exists. So, and all the things that the Gemara says is aser, it's part of Leis Anachish, Shabshad is because of Takish Tussim. But the people who did it, Lechari, they believed in it. So that's the iser, to believe in something which Kamish, Malia, Galia doesn't exist. Doesn't sound right. Now I think the Pshad in the Menachish is, it's not the Pshad that his rational mind tells him that such a thing exists. Now his astrology, the Pshad is, there's such a kayach. And we found out about this kayach, whatever the case is, we know, however they knew it, maybe it originally started from the Torah, and the Goyim got it from the Torah, but we know, the kechavim du kach v'kach, the gemara is mayrich, this kayach does that, and that person's born in that mazel, he'll have this midah, v'chuli, the kechavim, the mazel, say du kach v'kach, they have the certain kayachas and hashbayis v'chuli. And if you know the chachma, you'll understand exactly how it works. So a person believes that way, so fine, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. But these things that the Gemara is saying, the Mechashev Itim Vishayis V'chuli, it's not the pshat that his rational mind tells him that he knows from Chachamim, he knows from Messiah, his Seichel Ayashu is telling him that it's Richtig, even if he can't understand why, but good, this Kaiches are higher than him, that we can't understand, that we can't experience in our physical realm, but they exist. But the pshat in the Menachish is, he doesn't really believe it. His seichel doesn't believe it. He's letting his dinyan carry him away. You have a person today that's superstitious. A black cat crosses his path, or a four-leaf clover, or all the different superstitions that people have today. You ask them, do you really, really believe it? I mean, what is the seichel for it? Can you explain it to me? Where did you get it from? Was there chachamim in previous generations that passed on this chachma to you? He'll say, no. Avada, my seichel tells me it's not true. Avada, I understand in seichel it's not true. But my dinyan tells me it's true. And he has a geschmack going after his dinyan rather than a seichel. That's the pshat of being superstitious. You understand that's an ishtrichtik. Your seichel tells you know that. But you don't want to go bussy your seichel. You want to go bussy your dinyan. That is the lav de reinsa of loisenachashu loisenenu. Azei fashteich lefidi rishaynim. There's another inyan which Rishayim mention about Simen, which is the Gemara in Chulon Daf Tzadikeim and Beis, that afa pishe e nechosh yesh Simen. So there also the Rishayim argue about it. The Rambam holds that Simen means that you're not discussing the future, you're discussing the past. You're saying that this house that I made, it caused me a lot of bracha. Or this wife that I married brought me a lot of bracha. Says he's not kivein ma'isav le'nimnum lasis al osis a simim la'atzmi l'davar shekvar hoya hareza mutter. You make this a simim for something that already happened, but not that you're going to do anything because of it. That's mutter. But the Rishayim hold not the way. The Rishayim hold that even to do something because of a simim is also mutter. But it's hard to understand exactly the chilutin and nechesh in a simim. Examples of simim, besides what we do in Rosh Hashanah, is a simim, right? To eat sweet things. Or things that are meyer on good brachas, and that's a simen that this will happen. Why isn't that a nechush? Why isn't that just superstition? They also all bring the einosim nashim b'milei halavana, and milei halavana. In other words, you get married while the moon is growing, and that's a simen tov that the marriage will prosper. Why isn't that a nechush? And it doesn't sound like the teretz is because these things happen to work. That doesn't sound to be the vart. Otherwise, you don't have to mechalti nechash and simen. It's mechalti nechash. It happens to work. There is a rational reason for it. But what's the verdict exactly? I don't have it 100% derived, but it seems to me there are two things that are mechalti nechash and a simen. The first thing is that a simen, you don't have such a stark kpeid on. A nechash pshat is you have a very stark kpeid on it. That's what makes it a nechash. You're very makbid. You believe this is what's going to happen. This is how it's going to be. A simen is good. It's going to help out. It's a simen. It's not the same as a nechash in that prant that you're not being seimechan at legami. That's what Yishayim says such a nusach. And the other thing is that the simen has a logical reason to it. There's something which makes that into a simen. The mil levana, the pshat is when the world is in, the levana is being neskadish and that, so the pshat is that makes an auspicious time that the marriage also will be neskadish that way. And Rosh Hashanah, when you eat things that are meyer on gevaldig zach and some mail, and that's, it has a logic to it. And it could be any chanami, it could be it's taka, meyer achman by the Eivisha, that this makes up as a simen, which helps give atzlacha for such a thing. But I think that's the ikah chilati nechesh in a simen, aleph, that a simen, you're not doing it with the kpeh that the nechesh is, and beis, a simen does have a logical reason why it's a simen. Pais can bring down a dimyon l'davet. Neviim used to do a pail gashmi under Hashem's instructions to bring out the nevuah, to have it besachalois, to have the nevuah should be chal on this pail gashmi. So who adin, if there's a gzeirim in a shemayim, and you make a pail gashmi, so that's mechazik the gzeirah somehow. But I still don't have in gamtsin arayis a chilutin in echesh and a simen. But I think this vard, lefidu ishenim, that say that any supernatural thing which is indeed effective, like astrology, ukadayma, is mutter, and the isser is only things that aren't effective, I want to teach that the sign of the isser is not because you happen to believe it's effective for good reasons, and you happen to make a mistake, and that's what the isser is. That doesn't sound mustabit to me. The sign is you also know it's not effective. You also don't really believe it's effective. It's a dimyan. It's an imagination. You're going bust to the dimyan, that's the isser of menachesh and ma'inim v'chuli. Now let's go right, let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a machalas, a Shabbos, that's another thing that's the skullin. And the Mishnah says, we're talking about, bedova shechayavan al zdeine karis ashegos echatas. When are you niskal? If you machal Shabbos in something, which that thing, when you did bemezit, it's karis. When you did beshegig, it's echatas. So those things are niskal. As opposed to something on Shabbos, a chilul Shabbos, which is not karis and not chatas, on those things you're not niskal. So Gemara asks the kasha, mechal de gemini de chilul Shabbos havi. So vices is something that's called chilul Shabbos. Ve'echiyav moyish shegas chatas loyals dein a karis. Because what's the mishnah coming lafuke? Vices it could be mechal Shabbos in a way which is no karis for the zadin and no chatas for the sheikh. So what is that case? How could you have chilul Shabbos in such an oifin? So Gemara says mahi. What's the case? So it says, Tchumen v'alibe de Rabbi Kiva, Havar v'alibe de Rabbi Yosi. There's two cases. According to Rabbi Kiva, if you go out of the Tchum, because Rabbi Kiva holds Tchumen is their eisen, and you walk 2,000 amas out of the Tchum, according to Rabbi Kiva, you're mechal on Shabbos, but it's not kares, and it's not chatas, and if it's not skila. And who would then Havar, if you light a fire on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi holds Havar l'alav yatsis. So Havar is l'alav yatsis to tell you that there's no chi of kares, and there's no chi of chatas. Because it's the lav, so Mevela, that's what the Mishnah says. According to Rabbi Yosi, there's no chiyuv skila. Not kan the Gemara. So the Ran brings down the kash of the Rishonim, Diga the Ramban. There's a Machlekes Rishonim. If we hold Chumen is the Rabbanon, but that's 2,000 Amos. What's a din of Yud Beis Mil? If you have Yud Beis Mil, 12 times 2,000 Amos, 3 parsois. There's a Shita Sarif at the end of the first parak of Erevin, and the Rambam has it in Parak of Zayin Ocha Shabbos, that going out of Yud Beis Mil is the Reis of Lekuli Alma. And the Makar is Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says that the Machne Yisrael was Yud Beis Mil, Kimmel Parsois, and the Yishalmi learns that from a Pasuk, that you can't go the shear of the Machne Yisrael on Shabbos, that's an Issa deraisa according to everyone. And Rabbi Kiva, that holds Chumen deraisa, he holds that 2,000 Amos is deraisa, that we hold is derabbanan. But Yud Beis Mil, that's deraisa l'chuliyam. That's a Shita Sarif v'Rambam. The Shita Taisus and the Rosh is no, that even if there's such a Yishalmi, but the Bavli argues, the Bavli never brings anywhere the Yud Beis Mil is deraisa. And not only that, but there come a Mishmayis in the Bavli that there is no Din Chum Deraisa according to the Rabbanan. And here's one of them. The Gemara is trying to figure out the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mechal Seshabes V'davah Shechiyovin HaZenikosh Yigos Echatis. That's the case where you niskal. Vaisis is a way to be Mechal Seshabes without Shechiyos Echatis HaZenikosh. And the Gemara says, Zetzenayin, according to Tanam, that we don't pass like Chum and Aliva Derabi Kiva and Avar Aliva Derabi Yasi. Why can't you Zetzenayin L'Kuli Alma? Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil. Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil, which everyone knows is deraisa, and that's not Zdainer Karshigas Echadis, and that's not Niskal. Elamai, Mefurish in this Gemara, and a similar Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Gimel, that there's no such thing. That if not according to Rabbi Kiva, not according to Beisi, there is no such thing as a Chil Shabbos, which is not Zdainer Karshigas Echadis. Vaist Eis that the Bavli holds that if you don't pass like a bekiva, all tchum is derabanan, even Yud Beis Mil. That's the kash Rishonim have in the Ramban in the fifth parak of Erevin. The Chiddush Ran brings it here. So I'll just read ice. There's a teretz that Achreinim give. It's the Amudei Ar says it in Simen Yadalad, and also the Netziv Be'erich says the same thing. It's in Shiltas and Hamach Shela at the end, Shilta Chavav at the end of Eis Aleph. And they say this Yisait, that like the Amudei Ar says, why did the Gemara say the Isser of putting on tefillin on Shabbos? Not everyone holds as an Isser, but Kam Rishonim holds as an Isser to put tefillin on Shabbos, because Shabbos is called an ice, and it's a zilzul to the ice of Shabbos if you put on tefillin. So why did the Gemara say the Isser of putting on tefillin on Shabbos? The Teretz is Pashit, even if it's an Isser deraisa, but it's not a Malacha Bechlal. It's not an Isser, it's not a Malacha. We're talking about Mechal Lesa Shabbos. You have to do Chil Shabbos here. Not everything that's also to do on Shabbos is necessarily Chul Shabbos. Not everything is a Malacha. So the Vart is that the din of Yud Beis Mil according to the Rabbanon is Cholik from the din of Alpayim Am according to Rabbi Kiva. Alpayim Am according to Rabbi Kiva is a Malacha. It's called a Malacha. Now it's a Malacha that doesn't have Kares, it doesn't have Chatas, and that's why the Mishnah is telling you there's no din skila on such a Malacha, since there's no Kares, there's no Chatas, there's no din skila. It's called a Malacha. Same thing, Avara Liba de Rabbi Yasi, Avara Lalav Yatzis. But Avara is a Malacha. It's from the Lama Tess Malachas. They did it in the Mishkan. It's a Malacha. It's Xerius Akasav. It's Mefkiit from Kares and Chatas. So who would then? The Mishnah is telling you a Chiddush. Who would then? It's Mefkiit from Skila. But it's a Malacha. Tchuman Alib de Bekiv is called a Malacha. Yud Beis Mil, according to Rabbanan, is not a Malacha Bechlal. That's a little bit schwer. Why is it that way? Why would you say it's Cholik? Why would this be a Malacha according to Bekiva? Yud Beis Mil is a Malacha. Yud Beis Mil according to Rabbanan is not a Malacha. The Mudear has a whole shtickle. He says the Gemara learns out in the 11th parak of Shabbos, parak Azirik, that Haitzah is a Malacha because it says, Ish Ish Al Yasuoid Malacha L'Malachas HaKadosh. The Gemara says that it says that you can't do any more Malacha. And the Gemara says that's going on Haitzah. That you can't bring the Truma to the Mishkan. So he says, and so Rishonim, if the Torah wouldn't have called it a Malacha, we wouldn't say it's a Malacha. Even if there's an Isser Itzah, but you wouldn't say it's a Malacha, if the Torah wouldn't call it a Malacha. Because Itzah, like Taisa says in the beginning of Shabbos, it's a Malacha Geruah. You're not really doing anything. It's a Malacha Geruah. You're just moving it from one place to the other. So, but the Torah calls it a Malacha. And that's why it's a Malacha. So he says, according to Bekiva, there was an additional reason why they couldn't bring the Nedavis. Even let's say Nedavis that don't involve carrying. Like let's say you wanted to bring a live animal. You wanted to bring a live animal that they needed. So according to Bekiva, they couldn't bring it because it's Tumen. Even to walk a live animal, they couldn't do because it's a problem with Truman. So Mela, according to the Rabbanan, there's no problem with Truman. And Nechami, they can bring a live animal. Malacha means something which is also like Itzah. You see from there that Itzah is called a Malacha. But Shengen, according to Abikiva, there is a Truman of 2,000 Amis, and it was 2,000 Amis away from the Machne Yisrael to get to the Machne Leviah. So Mela, Hayes, you couldn't bring it also Mitzad Isa Truman. You couldn't bring things even without carrying Mitzad Isa Truman. So Mamela, in them state, in this pasuk state, Truman's a malachim. Hashengen, according to the Rabbanan, you don't have any pasuk telling you that Truman's a malachim, and Hashem, it's not a malachim. The Netziv says a little differently, the Netziv says, because according to Abikiv, it's also both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, that makes it a malachim. Balakabonim, this is the Yisayid, that ain't a chanami, it's an Issa deraisa, but it's not a malachim. That's why the Mishnah couldn't say, HaMechalas is Shabbos, with Dovah Shechiyomis, and Kajur Eskat, this means Truman of Yudbe's mill, because that wouldn't be a malacha. That would be Nisa Deraisa. It's not called a malacha. This is the Teretz from the Mudei Aharon from the Netziv. And now let's go right to, let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a makal of the imay. Going back on Elein and Niskolin, one of the Niskolin is someone who curses his father or his mother. Ein echayev et shekal lem b'shem. The chiyev skila is dafka if he's makal with the shame. Kilim b'kinoi, if he uses a kinoi to makal, ramei mechayev echachom patrim. Ramea says, Yechayiv even with the kinoi, and the chum pater. Man chachamim. Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yesi, the Gemara says, the Tanya Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yesi, Aymer, says the Pasuk, Menokvay shame, you must. Matam leim is shame. Why does it say shame? Liman amakal avima, shayna mechayiv at shekalim b'shame. Why does it say, Menokvay shame, you must? We're talking about this Nokvay shame. There it says, the teacher that makal avima needs to makal b'shame. So Rashi says, the Gemara before Darshan, that B'nokvei Shem Yumas, that he has to be Makal Shem B'Shem, Yaka Yesi as Yesi. That's the Gemara earlier. So Rashi says, it's a Machlekes Tanom, what you Darshan from this Pasuk? The Gemara earlier Darshan with the Pasuk, B'nokvei Shem, Yati Mavarach Shem B'Shem, Yaka Yesi as Yesi. And this Gemara says, he Darshan B'nokvei Shem, that a Makal of Ima, he has to be Makal B'Shem. So Zogt Rashi, so this Gemara, Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yesi doesn't hold you need to mevarach shem b'shem yaku yesi is yesi, because he darshens menok v'shem to teach you that makal avim has to makal b'shem, and he holds that the shame of the mevarach as a shame is not mevarach as a shame without being mevarach shem b'shem. But the Rambam l'chayr doesn't hold that way. The Rambam paskins like the Stam Mishnah that you know only chayv a makal b'shem but not by makal b'kinui. And the Rambam also paskins in Ilchus Avodah Zarah that Megadif, that Mavarach is Hashem, is Dafka by Mavarach Shem B'Shem, Yaka Yesi is Yesi. So you see, he paskins like both of them. The Kesef Mishnah and Ilchus Avodah Zarah, and he asks the Kasha. And the Kesef Mishnah says that since this is a Stam Mishnah, the Chachamim Pachim, the Stam Mishnah of Chachamim, so we should pask like the Chum of the Mishnah. And the Gemara there also brings in Dafnan Vav a stam braisa tonight, shivark shame, b'shem doesn't bring any chalkim. Vais dais that there must be another drasha, there must be another drasha to tell you that for makala v'ima you need shame. Even though this Gemara only brings a drasha b'nok v'shem, you must, but must be there's another drasha. That way it's dim bo sugi, this sugi has a stam, a chom pachim in the Mishnah, chom pachim, we should pass like the chom of the Mishnah. And that sugi is also stam tonach yivarach shem b'shem without bringing any chalkim. We want to pass like both sugis. But the Achrayim point out that the Chiddush Yerani says noch besa. Like this is a shtickle deichah because that Gemara brought the tam and the halacha that can't be the tam because the halacha doesn't stim because we darshin from it that yivarach shem b'shem. So we have to say that the Gemara here is not a libid hilchasa. But the Chiddush Yerani says that not like Rashi, he argues in Rashi. Rashi says that either you can learn out b'nokvei shem yumas to tell you that you have to be mevarach shem b'shem, or you can learn from menach v'shem yumas to teach you that makal avim has to be makal b'shem. Mazak deran, no. Menach v'shem tells you both. Menach v'shem yumas tells you that any time you makal, whether you makal avim or if you makal as a mevarach as Hashem, in any case, you're only mechayiv if you makal avim b'shem or you mevarach shem b'shem. So Mel, it's one Josh of both. The Mel we Paschal like both of them. That's what Chiddush Yeran says. And as I came lining up the Rambam. Also another Nakuda. And Rashi says, Kilim Bikini Gain Shakai Tzvaikais Chanan Rachim. Rashi puts together the Kinuyim of Chanan and Rachim, which are not really Shemus of Hashem altogether, with the other Shemais that are Enam Nimchakim. Like Shakai and Tzvaikais. The Rambam holds that when it says you have to be mekal of the imay b'shem as opposed to a kinoy, or mevarach shem b'shem as opposed to a kinoy, any shem she'enim nimchakim, the seven shem she'enim nimchakim, Hashem kel lekim lekenu, the shem adnus shakai and svakais, all those seven shemes are called shem. A kinoy means racham chanan, the shemes that are nimchakim. No. The din of mevarach is Hashem, the shame that you mevarach, not the mevarach shame b'shame, but the shame that you mevarach, the attack, it needs shame ha-meyuchad, which according to the Rambam means either the shame of Aya, and the Rambam holds that the shame of Aleph Dal is also called shame ha-meyuchad. That's also machalik as Yishenim. But al-Kopanim, this din that you need a shame to mekal b'shame as opposed to a kinoy, Rashi holds that Shaka and Sokas are called a kinoy, and the Rambam holds no, they're all the seven shame ha-sheinim nechakim are not called a kinoy, that's called shame. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rambam, the Mekal of the Ima is Chayiv Skila, if it's Be'edin the Masroi, he says, if it's Kilim B'Shem, B'Shem is HaMiyuchadim, which Shulchan means all the seven Shem, B'Shem and Nechakim. But Kilim B'Kinoi, then he's Chayiv Alav. Because this din that you need Shem is Miyuchadim is Dafka Lagabi, the Skila of Mekal of the Ima. The Gemara discusses also other din. The Gemara brings the Elohim Leisakal, Nasi Bam Chaleisar, and Leisakal Cheirish, and those lavin are even bikinoi. It's only legabe the skila of mevarach shame b'shem or makal lov v'imay b'shem. Then you need shame, not a kinoi. But meshekin the lav, there's no gzeris across about a lav that it has to be dafk with the shame. It could be with the kinoi also. Now the Gemara goes through the shaila here. The Gemara goes through where's the azhara for Mekal of the Imai. The Gemara says that Zarif and Mekal of the Imai is really the same as Zarif and Mekal anyone in Yisrael. And the Gemara here learns it out from Etzad HaShava, the three lavim. There's a lav of a Dayan, Elohim HaYisakal. There's a lav of Nasi Bamchal HaYisar. There's a lav of Mekal and Nasi. And then there's a lav also of Skal HaChemish, and you'd have Etzad HaShava Shekem HaShunet. But since you don't need all three, from two of them you'd have the Etzad HaShava. So the third one teaches you that who adin, anyone who's not Mashunah, anyone in Klal Yisrael, there's a lav of Klal. Like we said, that lav is even with a kinoy. The Nesivus in Simach of Zion is Marech. He says even a shame Beloshin Laz is called a kinoy. So a male is a lav deraisa, even to say he says Beloshin Laz, he says Beloshin Godzalem Strophin, Godzalem Shlogin, that's a lav deraisa, he says. And he says, but when they say Nur Abim, people aren't Nizur in a kinoy. And they think that if they say it in a Loshin, Hamaduba b'losh and akim, it's not a shame, but he says it's a tais. As I said also in Chavetz Chaim, in the lavin in Akdama, lav yud zayin, and there's a lav to makal anyone in Klal Yisrael, even with a kino, even with the loshin of, even with the loshin b'losh and ashkenaz. But l'chayra, if you just say the word Hashem, Hashem l'chayra is not a kino either. I'm not sure, because Yachem l'chanan b'emesin is a kino, so maybe Hashem is a kino, I'm not 100% sure. Al kapanim is zicha also, even if it's not a kinoy. Shail is legabe alav deraisa. Now the Gemara is mavur that leisakal cheirish is going dafka on cheirish. If we only say leisakal cheirish, it's dafka because cheirishusa garmuloi. And Rashi says, since he's an umlo, since he's an unfortunate person, so he's more makbin on the klala. It's much worse than the klala. That's why you can't learn that from cheirish. You need a sad shove of cheirish and anything else. But the Rambam is mavur not that way, because the Rambam says that kol makal echad miyisrael loikish nemli sakal cheirish. It's the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin Perik Chavav Halacha Aleph, and he says v'lamanem cheirish afilu zesh enishmei v'leinit star b'klal uzu loika kolosai. The cheirish means even a cheirish that can't hear, so he's not in its star because of the klal. He's still loika kolosai. That is mavur in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos also. Sefer Mitzvos leisus says simin shin yud zayin. And the Mefarshim Abavid, and also the Paiskim in Sin Chashemish with Simon Chav Zayin, that the Gemara is not Mashman a Cheirish alone could teach you Kolachem Yisrael. The Gemara says you need a Tzad HaShav, and the Rambam's Mashman is Dafka Cheirish alone. And Achreinim learn, and the Rambam was Saimach on the Sugin Shua Saflam Nvav, that says it's from Lesakal Cheirish, and there's a Psikta that says that way. And the Rambam's Maskana was that Lesakal Cheirish alone is going Kolachem Echem Yisrael, as is the Mashmais of the Rambam. And it's the Gael Halacha Lameisa. Not Mamash Lamaisa, but it's Nagei La'alacha. Because the Ram says, in Ilchas and Ejim, Perichavav Alacha Beis, he says, Ha'il Mekal Ka'odam, Mi Yisrael Chayiv, Lama Yichad Lav L'dayim, V'lav L'nasi. So he says, L'chayiv Eshtayim. that someone's mekala dain is chayiv shtayim. Someone's mekala nasi is chayiv shtayim. But he doesn't say someone's mekala cheirish is mechayiv shtayim. Because there's no bezunder alav of cheirish. The Ramban in Nasag and Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Reishit Ches, I mean Mitzvah Shin Yud Ches, he's nesir to this. It doesn't really stim with our sugya. You have to say the Ram was saying in other sugyas, because the Ram is learning that there's no mitzvah of leisakal cheirish. There's a mitzvah of leisakal anyone, and there's a mitzvah of leisakal nasi, and there's a mitzvah of leisakal adayin, and nafkimina yechayev shtayim if you makal nasi and makal adayin. So he says, Nims is lamen, makal echem yisho ben ish ben ish megal ben katan like a achas, vimkil dayin like a shtayim, vimkil nasi like a shalish, because he's naming on a nasi is always a dayin, and he's like a shalish. Uben nasi shekil av chayim shem arba shemis shloisha shekil odav achas mishemav. Someone who's a son of a nasi is makal his father. So his father is leisakal cheirish, which means anyone in Klal Yisrael, and he's also a dayin, and he's also a nasi b'amcha leisar, and it's his father. So it's four shemis. And the Arsameach points out the Rambam doesn't say that he gets four malchus. The Ramban also asks his kasha that how could he get malchus on Makala V'imai, and Makala V'imai doesn't have a separate Azara. Makala V'imai has the same Azara as Makala Echad Miyisrael. So how would you have two Malkis on that? So the Arsameach points out, the Ram doesn't say he gets four Malkis. He says he's Chai Mishim Arba Shemais. He can only really get three Malkis, because Makala V'imai is B'skila, not B'malkis. And if he targets Eidim V'Asra for skila, so he'll get skila, not Malkis. But it means it's an extra shame. There's a shame being Makal anyone in Klal Yisrael. There's a shame being Makal of Vimai. There's a shame being Makal of Nasi. There's a shame being Makal of Dayin. So these are the Chedushim in the Rambam, that first of all, the Rambam holds that there's no Bezunder shame being Makal of Cheirish. He doesn't hold that there's that you need a Tzad HaShava to be Mechayiv Soam B'Yisrael. He holds that Lexikal Cheirish, it means anyone in Klal Yisrael. And Cheirish is L'Rabusi, even though he can't hear. And he holds that being Makala Dayan is a separate lav, to get two lavin. And then Makala Nasi is a third lav. And Makala Vima is a fourth lav. See, the Ramban's also bothered why he counts them all as separate mitzvahs. But from Makala Vima, which it doesn't say another mitzvah Makala Vima, he says. It's just that you get an einish. There's an einish of skila for Makala Vima. But there's no bezunder a mitzvah Makala Vima. So Ramban's bothered why he counts it as another mitzvah. And the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ramban, the Asagis, and the Mitzvah Shin Yud Ches. Havaisis, the Rambam held that the fact that there's a Bezunder Einish, a Parsha, Makal of V'imai, in them state it's another mitzvah. It's another mitzvah from the Tayag Mitzvahs. The Azhara for the Einish is the same lav as Makal Echem Yisrael is the Kal Echerish. Havaisis is a Bezunder a Mitzvah, Bezunder Aveira, I mean Makal of V'imai, that's why you get Skila. Now, the Shaila is, who's considered a Dayan? Who's considered a Dayan, Lagabe, to have the second lav of Elohim Leisakalo? So there's a Tumim in Simon Chavzayin and Chay Shemish, but he says, if Baltit says Elohim Leisakalo, and the Gemara early in the first parak says, Elohim means a Mumcha. So only someone who's a Mumcha who has Smicha is a Dayan. So today we don't have any Smuchim, we don't have any Mumchim. So today it's not Negei of Alacha. But he asks that the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch are not mashmed that way. The Torah in Shulchan Aruch, the end, Simen Chav Zayin Chay Shemishpat says, that a Makal Echad be Yisrael b'shem b'kinoi is loike, v'mhu yedayin loike eira cheres b'shum alhim loisakalo, which is from the Rambam that we mentioned. And the Torah in Shulchan Aruch bring Allah l'mayis v'z negev b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh we don't have any smuchim or mumchim, and still they say this halacha about being Makal nedayin. See, the Bemis and Stam Abyssal Shver, what's in the Gael Alacha about being Makal Adayim, which anyway, there's anyway a lav deraisa about being Makal anyone, and it's only in the Gael being Makal Adayim to get two Malkis, and today we don't have Malkis anyway. So what's the Pshat Bechlal that the Turin Shulchan Aruch bring down this din about being Makal Adayim? So that the Tumim says, and it's Shasant Desach, it says in the Gael Lagabi Psuleidus. Because Psuleidus, B'Shegig, there's no dim Psuleidus. Someone who does a lav deraisa B'Shegig is not Psuleidus. So it's Negea, let's say someone gave a klola to a dayan, and he did not know that there's an issa to give a klola to anyone in Klal Yisrael, but he did know that there was a lav deraisa to give a klola to a dayan. So it's possible, that's why it's Negea to say that there's a lav deraisa, extra lav deraisa, to give a klola to a dayan. But since the Shulchan Aruch says that this halacha that a klala to a dayan is chayiv, it sounds like even haintegad yonim yichayiv. You don't need smuchin. But it's a bissel shmer, like the Tum says, the Gemara Darshan's in the first parak from Milim Smuchim. What's that? Kibshad, the Milchaskin, the Chosayas is Kasha. The Birk Yosef says, it's Dafka dying kavua. Let's say someone's a dying one time, Vazerbar Leyechad. That's not considered a dying. But a dying kavua is called a dying, even Mizman and Zeh. So I, it says, Lakim meaning Smuchim. So I think the Pshad is, Evshid could say Pshad. That's even the Psaka, the Rambam is a Be'etzim, you always need Smuchim. And it's a Tekanes Chacham, like the Gemara, like the man, the Yomah, that holds away in the first Perek. It's a Tekanes Chachamim that a non-Samuch could be a dying for a Da'as Ma'avois. So the Torah only says Smuchim because only Smuchim could be a dying Midaraisa. So that's why the Torah says Aliyah, meaning a dying. The Torah is saying Smuchim because Taka dying had to be Smuchim. But Haint, that you can have a dying that's not Smuchim, Mitekanes Chachamim. So he has a shame dying as long as the Maisi is a dying, Mitekanes Chachamim. So Taka have a lav. Can't say even a lav deraisa. Because he is a dying, even though he's not Samuch. The Teres is Elihim because Mideraisa is no such thing as a dying that's not Samuch. But once you have the Issa deraisa being Makal a dying, so now that Midarabanan is considered a dying, that's also Gunuga to be over the lav deraisa being Makal a dying. As I will exagin, Al Kapanam Lechaimer Akushya. Now it's a little bit shverish like this. The Gemara says that you can't learn out from Nasi, because Nasi and Mitzuva al Hamrasai, that you can't be married by Malchus and a Nasi, and you can't learn out from dying because at the Mitzuva al Hamrasai, that you have to listen to the Psak of the dying. And Rashi says that what does it mean, your Mitzuva al Hamrasai? Shenem of a Shemar to Lasis Kechol Asherucha, vo Isha Sheyasib Ezodin Levulti Vegaimer. Rashi stels su. That the dying you have to listen to Zerah because there's a Shemar to last Chol Sheirucha for Isha Sheyasta Bezad and the Din of Zokin Mamre. So, Frek the Aruch Lener, why did Rashi have to go all the way to the Din of Zokin Mamre? Why can't Rashi say, Stam, you have to listen to a Zerah, you have to listen to his Psak, a dying paskin something, you gotta listen to it. That's the Din Torah. You have to listen to the Psak of the dying. Dying says, Yimachuyiv Mammon, you have to pay the money. Why does he have to come on to the Din of Zokin Mamre? So Zakta Aruch Lener, Rashi's bavarning that as far as listening to his instructions, the Av also have to listen to. The Av tells you something, you have to listen to him. So that's what Rashi has to say. So why can't you learn an Av from Dayan? Because the Dayan, you have to listen to his instructions. The Av also have to listen to his instructions. Whatever your father tells you, you have to listen to it. Keep it Av. So that's what Rashi says. That's time you have to listen. There's a din. There's a chiv skill of Isha Sheyasa Bezadayin. There's a din. It's a chiv skill if you don't listen. And then you don't have vayav. That's gila. Chiyuv chenek, if you don't listen. Then you don't have vayav. Now, if you're learning like the Aruch Lener, which is the Chayim of Rashi, the Rashi is saying that the sight of the dying that you mechuyiv to listen to Zerah is the Shemai to last Kol Sheirucha Visha Sheyasa Bezadim Vegaimer. So that's only a dying in the Bezdin Agadol. Now, Lechayim, it's a deichik to say that you need a dying in the Bezdin Agadol. Who state in the Torah Bezdin Agadol? The Torah just says Aliyim Moisakal. It doesn't say anything that the dying has to be a dying in the Bezdin Agadol. So I would say the pshat is that since he is a Samuch and he's roi to be a dying in the Bezdin Agadol, so Mamela, that's called out the Mitzvah L'Rasi. That could be a Pircha, because if this dying would be in the Bezdin Agadol and the Bezdin Agadol would pass in that way, including this dying, you're going to be Mechuyev for Isha Sheyasa Bezadin to listen to this dying. So if all that is right, so there's another reason why I need mumchim. If the pshat is stam, the Torah is telling you not to makala dayan, any dayan kavua, so why does it say mumchim zagich? Because in the midaraisa, the only din of dayan kavua is a mumcha. But if you're going to say that the yisayit is someone that the mitzuva al reosai, meaning that there's a din v'shemar t'las chal sheirucha v'isha sheyasa b'zodin, like Rashi says, so then Taka needs smuchim, he has to be ready for a bezin agadol. So vaita, why is the Shulchan Aruch paskin that any dying is good enough? You should need dafka, someone is ready for the bezin agadol. So I was thinking like this, that be'emesin, the Rishonim, in Yevamos Davov, the Rashba, the Ritvodim, they say that you're not mechuyev to listen to your father's instructions. Dafka when it's to be mishamashim, that's a din of kibud avein. That's how they learn up the Gemara in Yevamos Davov. The dafka shchaitli bashali, that's the gufa kibud. Mashenke mechamer, that's not the gufa kibud, that's only the heksha mitzvah, the lav de mechamer, because you're not being meshamish. Even if your father told you to be mechamer, that's not kibud of, you're not mechuyif to listen to his instructions just to be meshamish him. But that's the way they learn pshat in the Gemara. The Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. You could learn that Rashi holds you on mechuyif to listen to your father's instructions, whatever he tells you. So in Mela, the Rashi that has to learn up at Gemara, that it means that you mitzuvah ala yu'asai, meaning, v'shamayit alazik kol ha'shei rucha v'isha she'yasa b'zodain, that's Rashi l'shitas that it holds that you mechuyif to listen to your father's instructions, also like Derech Lener says. And mainly has to teach the Gemara that because of Bezin Agadol, because there's a din of Zaka Mamre. But if either Rishainim and the Yavamis that say that you b'chol not mechuyif to listen to your father's instructions, dafka to be meshamishim, so you can learn the Gemara Kapshutai, that the Pshat is a dain, you mechuyif to listen to his instructions, you mechuyif to listen to his Zayra, it's not if you pass him, you mechuyif money, you have to pay, you don't have to come on to Ishish Yasub Zadin. So mainly they could say that we're not talking about Mumchim. Ayat says Aliyim. There the pshat is, because me the raisa, you need a mumcha, but now me the rabbani, you don't need a mumcha, so you chayef any dying. That's going to have shizagin. Now there's also a shmuz, who exactly is a nasi? What's a nasi? A melech is a nasi. You find there's a din in Harius that there's a din of a sir nasi. It says in Vayikra, a sir nasi, nasi brings a sarash, a nasi yechta. Who's a nasi? A melech is a nasi. But the Rambam says that a raisa and hedjin is also a nasi. The Ram is a chiddush. The chenim kill a nasi. Echad reish and edge nagdolei a melech over b'leisase. Shnem v'nasi ba'am chaleisar. That a nasi could be a melech or reish and hedrin. As I state in the Rambam, milchus and hedrin perichavav alacha aleph. The Ramban al Torah brings this Rambam. The Ramban al Torah on the pasuk v'nasi ba'am chaleisar in mishpatim, he says like this: Leinisbarim yichanis b'chlal a nasi reish and hedrin nagdolei shenikra nasi b'gemara. He's not sure if maybe a nasi means a reish hedrin. The Rabbi b'meishama, the Rambam says, shu b'chlal azarizu. The chayin early brings a raya for the Gemara. And Harius, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said that he has a din nasi. So he says, azal lashim, ken yoyim aleisar kol nasi b'am shu reish hasror al kol Yisrael, any nasi who has a sror, who has a rulership on kol Yisrael, bein shati hasror ibn mshelis malchus, Bein shtiba mashela satira, ki nasi snedjum a mailal yaina besroris satira. He says there's two types of sroris in Klal Yisrael. There's the political srora and the religious srora. There's the sroris hamalchus and the sroris satira. The nasi, the melech, is the head of the sroris hamalchus, and the reish snedjum is the head of the sroris satira. And both of them are called the nasi. That's pshat in the Rambam, that the nasi can be the melech of the reish snedjum. Because a nasi means someone who's in charge. You could be in charge politically, the malchus. You could be in charge with Torah, the reish and hedrin. The Briski Rav in Chumash in Parash Ve'elach brings this down. He brings down the din of Le'yasa Shevet Mehuda Mechaikik Bein Raglav. We have early in the first Perek of Sanhedrin, and Daf Hey, that it says Le'yasa Shevet Mehuda is the Rashi Golias of Bavel, the Reish Galusa. And the Mechaikik Bein Raglav is the Bnei Bonav Shel Hillel Shaya. So he says two types in the Siyim. These are the two types: the Reish Galusa, the political nasi, the nasi with the malchus, and the Bnei Bonav Shel Hillel, the Hillel nasi, Rav Gamliel nasi. These were the Siyim that were Reishis and Hedrin. They were the nasi of Torah, and he brings down that Taisus brings the Yerushalmi that the Nasiim they had to be Ben Achaben from David HaMelech. They had to be Ben Achaben from David HaMelech, and the Reish and the Reish Galusa in Bavel, the Rashi Galishu of Bavel, the Yasu Shevet Mehuda, they had to be Ben Achaben, and the Nesiim Hillel and that they weren't Ben Achaben necessarily. They came from the Nekevos. So that's a pshat. That's the Yasu Shevet. The Gemara says this is called Shevet Nizmechaykik. Shevet is a pshat that a political thing, that a strong arm, the Shevet. And then a mechaikik, they're the teachers. They're the head of the Torah. So he says, very geshmak. Le'yasa shevet miYehuda is a pshat is that since the bnei bonav that they're ben achaben, so that's le'yasa shevet miYehuda. They come taka from Yehuda. But the Mechaikik is not from Yehuda, because the Shevet goes Basa Diav, and they're only coming from the Nekevis. So, but the Mechaikik is Mibain Raglov, the Maisa, they're descendants of Yehuda, so that's the Mechaikik Mibain Raglov. Both things will always remain from Yehuda, the Shevet, the Rashi Galias, which is Ben Echaben, and the Mechaikik, the Rashi Sanhedrin, the head of the Tayer, which is not Ben Echaben, that's Mibain Raglov from the offspring of Yehuda. He says there, Geshmakish Sikkel about Yeshua. He says Yeshua had both. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was also a Rosh Sanhedrin. He was a Rosh Sanhedrin. It says, Klar Moshe Mokamayan Aleph Koi. And Moshe was a Melech. That's Mefurish and Zvachim Nafkav Beis, the Rambam Perek Velvix Beis Bechir Alochi Yad Aleph. Moshe was a Melech. So he had both these two Sraris. And he says he gave them both over to Yeshua. It's Mefurish. Yeshua was a Rosh Sanhedrin of Adam. It says, V'samachlis Yadchal of the Smichas to be an Asi Sanhedrin. Smichas has nothing to do with Malchus. And it also says in Yuma, the Fayin Gimel is a Melech. It says by Yeshua also called Komisha Marmris Picha Yumas. That's only done by a Melech. It's in Marib Malchus by Yeshua. So Zach the Rav Avei Geshmak Epshat. That the Gemara says early in Sanhedrin Dafches that it says, in one place it says, Kiata Savai. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Kiata Savai Es Amazeh. You'll come with this nation. You and this Canaan together, Moshe Rabbeinu said. But Hashem told him, Kiata Savai Es Amazeh. You have to bring them. And the Gemara says, Tul makel v'hakel katkan. Take a stick and bang it over the heads. Dab rech l'dar v'en shnei dabarim l'dar. There's only one leader. You don't go together with them. He said, Zaplia. Moshe Rabbeinu said, go with them. And then Hashem says, no, you go alone. But Moshe Rabbeinu l'chay only said it b'shem Hashem. Hazak de Rizkirov, that these are the two minuyim. Moshe Rabbeinu was a manim to be the Rosh Sanhedrin. Kata Savai Es Amazeh. When you're a Rosh Sanhedrin, you have to do it together with this Canaan. You go together with the Sanhedrin. You don't do anything alone. There's a whole Sanhedrin there. You're the Rosh Sanhedrin. But you have to be together with the Sanhedrin, not just Canaan Iman. So that's the Kata Savai Es Amazeh. You're going with them, meaning you're going with this Canaan. But the Abish said, no. Kata Savai, meaning besides it being Rosh Sanhedrin, which that's taka with this Canaan, but Kiat the Savi, you're a Melech, and a Melech is alone. A Melech doesn't go with this Canaan, the Melech is his own Melech. That's a two minuim that Yeshua had, just like Moshe had. Balko Panim, that's the aside of Nasi, Lefi the Rambam and the Ramban, that Nasi can mean a Melech, meaning he has the Sror of Malchus, and Nasi also can mean a Rosh Sanhedrin, he has the Sror of Teira. Both of them are included in Nasi, and both of them have a separate lav to Mekal. Now let's see a little bit the next Mishnah, the next Amud. The Mishnah has the next case of Niskol Nabal Nara Murasa. Someone that's Boil and Nara Murasa, Ein Chayav Ashe Nara Besula Murasa Vibave Savia. She needs all these snot. She has to be a Nara. She can't be a Ketana, like the Gemara says. She can't be a Begeris. The Gemara brings a Machlekes, Remein the Chachamim, if it includes a Ketana or not. She has to be a Besula, she can't be a Be'ula, she has to be Mayrasa, as opposed to being Nesua, and she has to be a Be'savi, as opposed to Masha v'shluche Abal. You need all those to know. A Nara, a Besula, not a Nesua, and not even Masha v'shluche Abal. Bo ole ashnayim, let's say two people were born on Mayrasa, Harisha Meskila, Vasheni Bechenek. The first one's a Meskila, because it's because she's an Aramirasa, but the Sheni, she's not a Basul anymore. So the Sheni is Bechenek. So Rashi learns that Behechrich, we have to be talking about that the Rishon was Bola Shaloi Kedarka. So she still has a Basulim Kedarka. Because then he had to tell them that maybe she's still a Basula. So maybe both of them are Beskila. Or maybe not. Maybe she's considered a Baula, like the Mishnah says it's Bechenek. But that's a Machlaikis. Later on this bot, right here, the Bola Asor ibn Adam Adaini Besula, Kulam Beskila, Rabbi Amarishim Beskila, Vakulam Bechenek. That is a machlaikis, by a Biash Leikadarka, does that make her a Be'ula or not? So, Ibazah, you'll have to say the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi, because according to the Chachamim, a Biash Leikadarka, she's still a Besula, Kulam Beskila. But the Rambam in Perish Shnai says that we're not talking about Shleikadarka, we're talking about Kedarka. So male the Mishnah could be like the Rabbanan. But Teish Yantav is bothered. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said she has to be a Basula. If someone was Baila, she's not a Basula anymore. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah that the second one is Bechenek? It's Pashit, she's not a Basula. And the Bleib Shver. But the Yad Ramah also learns that way, like the Rambam. And he says a very Mechudish de Gazach. He says that you would have a half a minute to say that the only time that the Eishes Ish is Bechenek is if the Baal was Baal her. the Baal married her or was bail her, and Mimela she's bechenek. Masha'ain Cain, if someone else is bail her, so she doesn't get skila. That's klar, because she's not an Aram Rasa Basula anymore, she's a Ba'ula. But could be she doesn't get chenek either, because she's not a Ba'ula's Baal. The Torah has two parashas. The Torah is the parasha of an Aram Rasa, that's Beskila. The Torah is a parasha of a Nesua and a Ba'ula's Baal, that's Bechenek. But let's say she's an Aram Rasa, which is not a Basula, so she'll get neither. A bit of a mud nahavimina, that you should be part of the legamri befrat, that would also apply l'chayr if someone was Baila before she was Muresis. L'chayr nechinami. The Torah never says a din, what's a din by a Ba'ula hamurasa? It only talks about an Aram Murasa Basula, and it talks about a Nesua, that's a Ba'ula. But a Ba'ula hamurasa, the Torah never talks about, maybe it's Pater. The Mishnah also Chiddush is Bechenek, as I came to learn in the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis. One more klein chicken nekuda to be Messiah. The Gemara is discussing what's the din of Umeisa Isha Shachav Ima Levadai. And what's the din of Min Umeisa Gam Shneihem? It says Umeisa Gam Shneihem, once you learn after Umeisa Isha Shachav Ima Levadai, that even if she's a Tana and she doesn't get Misa, the man gets Misa, so what do you learn after Umeisa Gam Shneihem? So the Gemara says, Lemute Maisa Chidudim. It's coming the Mayat Maisa Chidudim, because that's not Shneim. They both didn't participate in the Bia. Maisa Chidudim, Rashi says, Mechadid Mekashe Vor Bebesor Mebechutz, to who Nene Vie Nenenes. Wasn't an actual Bia, it was just outsider, and Nela, she's not Nena, so Memela, that's the din of a Maisa Gam Shneim, that they have to both participate in the Bia, not when only does a Maisa Chidudim. So Taisus asks Akasha, that there's a similar Gemara in Yevamis, and there the Gemara also says Maisa Chidudim. And there the Gemara blibes Shver. The Gemara doesn't like that Teretz, because the Gemara says Pshita, Pitzusa, Kasur, Achmanu, the Gemara says there. What's the half a minute it should be a Chiva Maisa Chidudim? That's just the priestess, that's not a Bia. That's just the priestess. So Pitzusa, Kasur, Achmanu, what's the half a minute it should be, there should be a Chiva Maisa Chidudim? And Taisus blibes Shver with the Kasha. So the Aruch Lener says, Lefi the Rambam holds that Lesikivu Legalis Ervam, is a lav deraisa for chibuk v'nishuk. Preivulai rais, the Rambam holds is a lav deraisa of a sikvu legalis erva. The Rabban argues, the Rabban holds a sikvu legalis erva is only an asmachta, mi deraisa it's only actual tasha shemita. There's no issa deraisa of chibuk v'nishuk. But the Rambam holds there is an issa deraisa of chibuk v'nishuk. So male, it's not shver b'tzusa kasa rachmana. Bishleim in the Gemara, the Inya Vamas, we're talking about asring her labayla. That's what the discussion there was. So asking a lebaila, that's not shayich without a maisa bia, but the chiv skila, maybe it's yeshayich without a maisa bia, because there's an issa deraisa of lesikvu legalis erva. Could be taisus held like the Ramban that the whole din of kravu lerais is a din derabanan. So meili's mavin, just like the gemara they asked b'tzusa kasser achmana, since it's not a bia, what's the havin it should be aser. So he also has the same kasha. But lefi the Rambam, that l'sikvu l'galas erev is an issa deraisa, so mele could be mechalik. They were talking about lasering her l'baila. So mele, that, the Gemara names on with the clerk, and you need to be, it's pshita. Mashenki l'gabi d'chi of skila, since there is an issa deraisa l'sikvu l'galas erev, maybe you need a pasuk to tell you that you're not chayiv skila ma'isa chidudim. That's state in Aruch Lener.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.